With less than 1 month to go before the November general election, polls suggest Oklahoma's governor's race is tight, with Republican Kevin Stitt narrowly leading Democrat Drew Edmondson. The candidates disagree fundamentally on Medicaid expansion, but many rural voters, who candidates desperately need to attract, see it as a cure for failing local hospitals. Jackie Fortier reports for Oklahoma Engaged.
On a hot Monday afternoon, Zora Sampson stands behind rows of chairs set up in the lobby of the hospital in Paul's Valley. Hospital administrators say they can barely make payroll. Sampson is scared that if it closes, elderly people would have to drive at least half an hour for care. She credits the hospital with saving her mother's life.
But she would have never made it without this emergency room, because they had to evaluate her allergic reaction, and then they ended up sending her to Oklahoma City.
That's how rural hospitals are supposed to work. Patients are stabilized locally, then sent on to larger hospitals for more specialized care. But that link in Oklahoma's healthcare chain may soon be missing. Sampson says locals are helping by organizing bake sales and donations to save the 60-bed hospital. There's even a GoFundMe page.
So it's been calling on the community to help here and donate money. But there's only so much you can do. It's just really hard.
The Paul's Valley situation isn't unique. About 60% of the hospitals in the state serve mid-sized to rural communities. Of those, the Oklahoma Hospital Association says that more than half are at risk of closing. Sampson supports Democratic candidate for Governor Drew Edmondson and turned up to hear his plan to help those rural hospitals.
One of my priorities, if I'm your next governor, is to opt into the Medicaid expansion.
Medicaid, also known as SoonerCare in Oklahoma, uses state and federal dollars to provide some low-income Oklahomans with health care. States decide if they want to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, meaning many low-income adults making less than $12,000 per year would then qualify for subsidized care. Edmondson says expanding Medicaid in Oklahoma will help rural hospitals by increasing the number of people with health insurance.
Part of it is a product of funding. So to get the reimbursement rate up, you got to get the funding up. And that's what I'm working on.
In 2012, Governor Mary Fallon declined to expand Medicaid. At that time, the federal government would have covered the cost completely. 5 years later, Oklahoma has the second highest uninsured rate in the nation at 14.2%. Expanding Medicaid coverage could add health coverage for up to 270,000 people, but now the federal government will only cover 93% of the cost, or about $1 billion. Oklahoma would have to contribute about $100 million. And that's a problem for Kevin Stitt, the Republican nominee for governor.
Obamacare expansion of Medicaid, the way it's written right now, I wouldn't be in favor for expanding it.
Stitt says fewer Oklahomans should be on Medicaid, not more.
We've got to get those folks off the system that should not be on our system.
But some Republicans on a local level aren't so sure. Sherry Conley is running for the State House of Representatives in District 20, which includes Paul's Valley. She says she only recently became aware of the situation with the hospital and doesn't know if she'd support a Medicaid expansion or not.
I have not done any research into the impact that Medicaid has had. I'm sure that my opponent has done, you know, lots of reading and research on that because he lives in Paul's Valley. But like I said, I haven't done any research into it.
Her Democratic opponent, Steve Jarman, is staunchly in favor. He says he would support Edmondson if he's elected to the House.
I agree with him. If he doesn't want anyone in the House or the Senate getting in his way, I'm going to be behind him. I'm not going to be in his way because this needs to happen. It has to happen. We have to have it to keep this hospital open.
Recent polls suggest Stitt has a small lead in a tight race for governor. Rural areas are likely key to either candidate's victory, but it won't be easy. Rural voters aren't reliably behind expanding government programs like Medicaid, even if many are worried about their future access to health care.
Keep rural hospitals and clinics open to serve all of the people.
Following an afternoon of applause from supporters and a warm response to his Medicaid expansion plan, Edmondson left for a campaign stop in Oklahoma City, his black sedan passing by a Stitt lawn sign on his way to I-35.